Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique Wright, and welcome to the I Am Unique podcast.
What do you say? How do you feel? Where do you go when it's not working out? Where do you run? How far should you go? And who do you turn to when the struggle's around?
Hi, Instagram family. Had the camera the wrong way. Sorry, guys. All right, Facebook people, we're coming live now. Stay with me. We are about to be live. Hey guys, we are now live on social media, Instagram, and Blog Talk. How is everybody doing today? Today we are going live on our podcast. I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, and we're here to talk about business ventures. We're going to talk about travel. We're going to talk about COVID-19 testing. We're going to have a special guest, Ray Rush, who is actually our player of this music that we have in the background. We're going to talk about stimulus packages and how it's affecting small businesses right now and what can we do to get some of this money that is out here. So those are the topics that we're going to talk about today on this Blog Talk podcast. So if you would like to listen to me live on Blog Talk, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/IAmUniqueWright. All right, so I hope y'all are having an awesome day today. It has been a very, very adventurous day for me. Okay, guys. So just to give you a little synopsis about what's going on, what's happening in my beautiful life is that it's my birthday month. So party, team Virgo, yay. We're excited about that. Partying all month, having fun all month, going traveling, doing fun stuff all month. So if you can't get in touch with me, that is why. Hey, Tabia. Hey, everybody on Instagram. Hey, everybody on Facebook. Just to say hi to you guys. We're waving. So, I'm going to St. Thomas in the morning, and it has been an adventure. The airlines just emailed me on Monday that I needed to get a COVID-19 test before I got on this flight to St. Thomas, okay? So hence to say, that has been an adventure within itself. Like, they say, oh, go out there, get tested. It's not that easy, y'all. It's not that easy, especially if you need to get your results back very quickly. Excuse me. So that has been a straight adventure for me as well. So I don't know if y'all gotten a COVID test yet or have not gotten a COVID test, but it is not a pleasurable experience for one. Needless to say, that is not a corona cough. I have the paperwork to prove it. So... But regardless, going to St. Thomas. Now, I had to Google, I had to figure out where to go, where they're doing the rapid test, where I can get my results from in the same day. Because that's the only way you're going to get this corona test done the same day. And to get it done, I leave at 8 a.m. So I had 2 days to figure out where to get a corona test, how to get it, go get it. Do I have to pay for it? Do I not have to pay for it? One thing about being an entrepreneur, we have insurance, most of us. So I just don't have insurance. So now I got to figure out how much is this test going to cost. I really thought it was only going to be like $50, you know, no more than a 75 max lives. The test is $175 to get this corona test. For them to stick something up your nose for less than 1 second, both nostrils, and then they tell you that you don't have it 45 minutes later. $175. To me, that's not a great investment, but I had to do it because I've already paid for my flight, I paid for my resort, my hotel, everything that I have going on. So either I lose all the money that I paid for to go on this trip, or I pay. So those are the that's my drama for today. So remember, if you're going out the country, not even out the country, because I'm not leaving the actual USA, it's the Virgin Islands, it's still part of the United States. Make sure if you're going out, you're going to have to take a corona test. Okay, guys? So, you know what annoys me? This just happened. You know, see, when your phone listens to you too much, I wish all y'all listeners would listen to me as well my phone does, because this thing picks up whenever I'm talking about something that it thinks is important. It's weird. But anyway, getting back on topic about my little rant about getting a corona test. If you are in Atlanta, Georgia, there are places if you need a rapid test. There are places. I went to the Emory Urgent Cares. They give them, at the Emory Urgent Cares, they're $175 to get your rapid test. You get it back in 45 minutes. It's painful, annoying. You sit in your car. You don't have to be around people, but you can't get it done. Now, if you need it done if you need this test actually done, that you go to the Department of Health website, and you can actually, like, find locations that'll do it. They'll get you the results back in a week. So for you guys who may have corona, thought about corona, or want to get tested for corona, those are your two options. Everything is appointment-based, so you make sure you go. There's actually a walk-up place on Peachtree Street where you can walk up and get your test, and you'll get your results back in 4 to 5 business days. But since I'm flying out in the morning, I don't get the luxury of doing that kind of stuff. And you have to get this test within 5 days. Now, this is another part of my rant. I'm sorry, guys. I know this is not about business, but this bothers me. This bothers me a whole lot. So I got a corona test at 4 o'clock this afternoon, got my results, right? So, like, if I go outside or go to the bar or go to get something to eat real quick, or, you know, somebody coughs on me, you know, while I'm walking down the street and I get corona, isn't that test invalid? Or, listen, I'm about to get on this plane. I have a flight from Atlanta to Orlando, then I go to St. Thomas, right? So what if somebody on the Orlando flight, because Orlando doesn't make you take corona tests, it just came back from Destin. So what we know, Florida does not mandate, they got the highest levels, but they don't, if I go to Florida first, and somebody from Florida gave me corona on the plane, and I contaminate the whole island of St. Thomas, what good was me spending that $175 on that test? If somebody can explain to me, if I have somebody in the medical field that can explain to me, like, how that works or some logic behind it, please, you know, inbox me, send me a message. I'll be happy to put you on the call so y'all can explain that to me. And if you like my hat, you can go on beunique.today and order one. But with all that being said, I just want y'all to know that finding a corona place to get a corona test is very extremely hard. This is my little health and wellness segment. So finding that is extremely hard in Atlanta. It's not easy. You must have an appointment. You got to set that up, and it's a pain. and they only do it online. Nobody answers the phone. You don't know how much nothing costs. You don't know if it's free. And just have some insurance, maybe, I guess. So that is my rant about Corona. My travel for this month, because it's August and I'm traveling every weekend this month. We went to Destin last weekend. I'm going to St. Thomas this weekend. I'm going to Miami at the end of the month, and August 26th is my birthday. So, hey, if y'all want to figure out how we could turn up, I'll send y'all my Cash App ID, my Zelle. You know, Zelle me. My phone number. If y'all know me, Zelle me. But with all that being said, we're going to get back to business in 2020, the year of enlightenment is what I call it. The year of clear vision is what somebody said to me yesterday. 2020 has opened your eyes to clear vision, you know, seeing what's going on, seeing how life is being, how your life is being treated, showing you who's in your corner, who's not in your corner, who's going to help you. You know, this year has been so impactful for so many people, okay? And in so many ways, depending on if you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you just don't know where you are. If you didn't have a job before Corona started, and now you have a job now, or you don't have a job now, it's like, what do you do in this free time that you have? To me, it's dreamer's world. It's time for you to see clearly, see your dreams, see your opportunities that you have. Now, I'm going to go into my top reasons or top business things that you should go into business with. I think everybody should. If you don't have now, it's a great time to start a drop shipping business, an online business. A food truck is something that is a great thing to start right now. Those are great businesses for you to establish at this time. People are doing walk-up restaurants. We're not sitting in. We're doing delivery-only restaurants. We're doing a whole lot of less personal contact restaurants, less personal contact businesses, coaching online. Personal trainers are now doing virtual classes online. There's so many avenues that you can take to grow your business online right now. Getting your social media, getting your online presence, getting all of that important, doing these podcasts. Like, this was something that I wanted to do previously, but then someone was like, let's start a podcast tomorrow. And I was like, okay, cool. Why not? And you see, I'm here. So we are doing this podcast about business and helping businesses grow. And this podcast is a great way to monetize and make money while you're doing it, because at the end of the day, once I get a good following, once all y'all start watching my podcast on Blog Talk and advertising it and telling people about how awesome I am, then I can get advertisers and get people to, you know, buy advertisement, to sponsor things. You know, it's a way to present your materials. A way to tell people how you feel. And the cool part about having a podcast is, one, like, I'm on a lot of my lives, but technically the podcast is actually, you only hear my voice. You know what I mean? So you don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to do all of that stuff. So having a podcast is a great way. You can talk about, you can banter, whatever you want to talk about. And it's a great way to get your voice out and maybe help somebody else accomplish whatever goal, or even just entertain people. With this COVID-19 and 2020, you need to be around people that have you need to express yourself. And going live and being on social media is now our new way of expressing ourselves to people and to new business ventures and to everybody else. So that is, this is what I'm doing, what I do, what I preach, what I talk is what we are putting together in 2020. Okay, guys, if y'all, anybody who needs help putting this together, I'm here for you guys. All right. So another, right now, I'm going to take me a little break. I'm going to drink some of my water. This is not a sponsor, so we're going to drink some water. I'm going to play one of my songs for my special guest that we're going to have later on this evening. Ray Rush. All right. We got a fire truck. I'm in my apartment on Peachtree Street, and this is the lovely part about being here is we have fire trucks. So this is one of Ray Rush's new singles he has out. And we're going to play this for a few minutes and get ready for the next segment talking about the stimulus packages and how to get some of this money out here. All right? And what money is still available. All right? So y'all listen to Mr. Ray Rush, all right? Going to be on later on. This
is one of his new singles. Check him out on I Am Ray Rush on Facebook and Instagram. You like the real R&B music. Baby, you and I could make it work. I know. Baby, you and I.
You know what y'all think about this, all right?
I'm gonna tell you exactly how I feel. I think we can make it through anything next week. If me and you just try to put our all into it, so do me a favor. Sit back, relax, and just listen.
It's not easy, girl. I'm not letting go. I'm not used to not being in your control. Let me take the time to give to you all that's on my mind. Now, baby, tell me how it feels.
I think we could make it work for sure.
Hey, baby, you and I
think that we could make it work. I know
there's no reason why. Oh, I think that we
All right, that was Mr. Ray Rush. Mr. Ray Rush, again, follow him on I Am Ray Rush. He'll be here live on the radio show at 9:30. So stay tuned. So in a few minutes, we're going to go live with him and talk about how he is a business. He's an entrepreneur. He's a songwriter and different projects that he's been working on and things how he has coped during this pandemic we have. All right, guys, now let's talk about this free, it's not really free, hopefully it'll be free, 100% free, this money, the stimulus package, what's left out there, what can you get money for, how can you get some of this free money, what do you have to do to qualify to get some of this free money that they have out there, or these stimulus grants or these loans, and my perspective on how we should approach this, okay? So this is my opinion. I am not trying to force my thoughts onto you. This is just the way I think about it and the opportunities that I see that should be presented to you. All right, so we had the EDIL, we had the PPP, and we had some of these grants that came out. A lot of Black-owned businesses, a lot of companies are giving these Black companies, Black-owned companies, minority-owned companies money out there. So I think next week I am going to send out a list of grants that are still available for the next week's show that you can get grants. I'm about to tell you right now what is still available out here. Right now, you still can get the EDIL loan. You can't get the EDIL grant, but you can the $10,000 grant that they was giving everybody. But you can get the EDLI loan right now. If you are, and that one is so easy to qualify for. You just really put your information in. Say you make a certain amount of money and you get qualified for whatever a certain amount. I've helped people get from $5,000 to $40,000. I think it's the max that I've actually helped somebody get. Oh, my phone is ringing. Hold on. I'm sorry, guys. Maybe this is Mr. Rush calling me on the phone. Give me one second. This is him. Hey, Ray. Hey, I'm going to actually have you call you through the blog talk in a few minutes, okay? I'm going to give you the phone number. All right, guys. Sorry for that interruption. We have to give him the phone number so he can call in. So, with that being said, like I was saying, right now we still have the EDIL. The application is very simple. It usually you can fill it out within five to 10 minutes. It's super easy. If you do need help with filling that out, let me know. And I can walk you through the process of getting it. That one, it doesn't make you have too much documents that you have to put in. So you don't have to have the bank statement. And people, the crazy part about that is people who are just independent contractors have been getting this, going to their personal bank accounts and everything. So it is very, very easy for you to actually get this money or at least apply for it. Again, the application is very simple. You go to the SBA.gov website. At the very top, it has a yellow banner. Go up there, click on it. It'll say apply for an EDL loan. Now, if you have patience and you can wait, they're probably going to reopen that grant up in the very near future, okay? So within the next 30 days. they're probably going to reopen that grant, which is a $10,000 grant. No matter how big your business is, you'll get that $10,000 to run your business. So, and again, this is for independent contractors, your Uber riders, your Uber Eats people. If you got a side hustle, if you're making some kind of money and you have some business about yourself, Facebook, your cooks, any of that, you are able to get this money. It's not like the PPP where you have to send in your bank statements and a 940 form, 944 form, your tax returns. With the EDIL, you don't have to send that. So it creates a much easier atmosphere for you. All right, guys. So again, inbox me, DM me, send me a message on this blog talk, and we can talk about that. I want to give a shout out to some of my clients and sponsors and people who I am helping right now Instagram, Simply Go Natural, live hair care products and skincare products. She has a great hair care and skin line. She's an awesome person. This brand is out of Canada, 100% organic hair products. This is the Rosemary Mint Shampoo. When I say this thing smells so good, and I bet you it makes me tingle inside just smelling it. So imagine what it can do to my scalp. So if you would like to purchase this, or if you would like to learn more about her products, you can go to Simply Organics. Simply Go Natural. I'm sorry. SimplyGoNatural.com. SimplyGoNatural.com. Okay. And you can check her out at Simply Go Natural Cosmetics on Instagram and Facebook. Simply Go Natural Cosmetics. All right. So right now we're going to bring in our guest, Mr. Ray Rush. All right. Hold on. Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's going on? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. What about me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. So, Ray, tell my audience about who you are and about what kind of business that you have.
Seriously? Okay. Well, my name is Ray Russ. I'm an R&B singer, songwriter, and choreographer, artist. Brand new album coming out. I've been writing probably about 18 years in the business of entertainment. I have an artist development firm where I teach vocals, live shows, live dance. And I have a CD coming out in November and a single that's dropping this Saturday. I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, Grady Baby. And, that's pretty much it.
That's awesome. So during this whole pandemic, this COVID-9, how, and Black Lives Matter and the whole 2020, realistically, how has it kind of affected you and your business and what's going on in your life?
Well, fortunately for me, my business went up. It went up probably maybe 1,000% because it forced people to sit at home, which forced them to find other things to do, other outlets. So it forced, I won't say it forced, it allowed me to sell where I normally would sell maybe 300 albums a month. I went up to selling like 2,000 albums a month. So between March and now, I did 10,000 albums, where normally I probably would have did maybe 1,000, maybe 1,200 albums. So my sales actually went up. And again, it forced people to sit at the computer or the TV or by the radio or whatever. So it actually helped me. So it hit me different.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. That is amazing. So, wow. Okay. So what, I know you used to do shows. You used to do shows and, you know, your art shows and your New Year's parties and your all white party for your birthday usually was last month. So how is that?
Month.
Huh?
Now, on the show side, now, on the live show side, it hurt me tremendously, man. We're going to talk about that. I was speaking of the CD sales, my streaming, my single sales went through the roof. My shows, I normally do about 80 to 100 shows a year. That would that's zero. So I lost. If we talk about losses, I may have lost. I mean, I averaged $3,500 a show. So let's say 10 shows, $35,000. I missed out on, what, 30 shows? We're talking about $105,000 already. So I probably lost upwards of $105,000 when it comes to the live show. But I made up for it times 10 on the CD sales side. So one went down and one went up for me.
Wow.
And I did less
okay.
work.
So have you thought about doing, like, virtual shows, or how would you put that together, or would you do that?
Well, actually, I did a virtual show for my birthday. And, again, it actually helped me. Normally, let's say if I do a show live, maybe I'll get about – a big show for me would be about 700 to 800 people that would come out. For my virtual show, over 2,700 people tuned in initially – and over 9,600 people eventually watched it. So it actually, I did less work. It cost me less money. When I would do my live show, I would spend about $13,000, you know, because I pay for everything from food to security to the bar to the venue to the bands to the equipment to the sound. Here, I paid $450 for my live show because I had a guitar player and a piano player, and it was just an acoustic show. So I paid $450. And for birthday money, I ended up making about upwards of $4,500. So everything, like I said, turned over for me.
Wow.
I found new ways and cheaper ways to actually make money. I didn't know now. Unique, I'm not saying I knew that this would happen. It was actually trial and error, and it actually turned out good. So I'm not saying I knew it would happen that way. I wouldn't lie and say that, but it just so happened to – it forced me to sit down more and not be on the road so much. It forced me to – I would get up every morning and write 300 people on average, 75 people would write back. I would send them a free single. They would, in return, go buy the CD. So I just it made me, what do you call it, improvise more. So, like I said, every morning for probably 3 months, every morning I would write 300 people. Every morning.
Wow.
Every morning. And I wouldn't have time to do that when I'm on the road, because when I'm on the road, I have rehearsal twice a week, and I have two shows a week. So I would never have time to sit down at the computer. So it actually helped.
Wow, that's great. That's amazing. So you found a way to be like, what's the word I'm looking for? Goodness, I can't even think of the word right now. But you found a way to cope and to
survive.
Right.
I found a way to survive and actually take advantage.
Survive during this COVID-19. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to play another one of your songs.
Oh, yeah?
And then,
right.
Yeah, we played one earlier. Which one would you prefer? Butterfly or Everything or Make It Happen or, you know...
Make It Happen is one of the singles, one of the brand new singles. So Make It Happen would be great.
Okay. And if they want to purchase Make It Happen, one of your singles, where could they purchase that from?
Well, I wish they could just purchase it from my website, which I do have. But, you know, it's on all online sources as far as Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Pandora. It's on all of the above.
Nice.
So you can go
all right.
any one of those online stores.
Great, great, great. So I'm going to play Make It Happen right now.
All right, I sure appreciate it. All right, all right.
This is Mr. Ray Rush, our live guest. Thank you for being on my show, Ray. I appreciate you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you.
Tell me how to make it right. Tell me all your secrets. Tell me how to make you smile. Damn it, girl, I need this. Can't you see it in my eyes?
No,
I
don't
mind. Stand
through. I've been spending time searching for you, for you. Baby, I'm glad that you're right here beside me, baby. I've been all around town, found nothing, nothing. More than what I dreamed, you're a blessing, blessing. Baby, girl, I'm glad that you're right here beside me, baby.
Up on Spotify, Tidal, iTunes, go to Instagram, go to Facebook, like him, follow him, share his music, buy his music, buy the whole album. When I say it's freaking awesome, if you like that old school R&B that you can't find today, that's who you want to talk to, Mr. Ray Rush. He has some great music out there and have multiple items, so it's not just like he's not a newbie at this. He has been in the industry for decades. He probably don't want me to say
it. Wait a second. Decades.
But,
I appreciate that. Decades.
You're well.
2 decades. Yes. Well, yeah, decades.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the platform. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Yes, it hasn't been decades. It's been decades. But we appreciate having you online, and we have another caller, so we're going to go to the next caller, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Hi, caller. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just listening in, but I enjoyed your guest there in terms of the music. Like you said, it's good to hear some R&B music for once that, you know, that everybody can listen to. And it's interesting to see how people are negotiating, you know, their businesses amongst this COVID crisis that we have. And like you always saying, it's imperative to be innovative. You know, we have to try many different approaches to get the same or similar results that we're used to. And who knows what can come from all this. So I ran across your description of your program on Blog Talk Radio, and it's like it was interesting, so I just dropped in to see what you all were talking about.
Awesome. I appreciate you. This is super excited. This is my second episode. So,
really?
So I'm just getting the word out there. So please like, share, let all your friends, like-minded people know about it. Do you have your own business?
Yeah, I have a staffing agency company. I'm a physical therapist, and I provide physical therapy staffing for home health agencies. And so that's basically what I do, and do some work in the school system too, you know, related to physical therapy. So that's
awesome.
What I've been doing for a while.
So this is a quick question, kind of off the subject. Like, I had to get a COVID test because I'm going out of town. You're kind of in the medical field. Are you familiar with that, this whole process that they have now?
Yeah, they have different types of COVID tests. It's not my expertise, but I understand they're more, a little more reliable than they used to be. You know, they used to have the test that we, you know, they take the swab and go all the way up to your nostril. You know, that was very uncomfortable. And then they had one where they understand where you just, I think mine, they just inserted into my mouth, if I remember correctly. And that was, seemed to be, it was supposed to be fairly accurate, you know. And because I wanted to be tested and the results came back good. But I do want to be tested again, and I understand that sometimes it may take a little while to get the test results for these COVID testing, like 6 days, depending where you are. I think some is based on your location and a lot of different factors. So have you had a test yet, or would this be your first one?
I did. This is my first test. I had to take it because I was going on this trip. The airport acknowledged me 3 days before I'm about to fly out that I need this test. My biggest question is that I got tested today at like 4 o'clock this afternoon, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'm flying out in the morning. What if I get corona on the plane?
That's interesting because I just picked my wife up from the airport today, matter of fact, and I asked her how did they handle the plane situation. She said it seemed like they have people pretty much spread out, you know. Now, in terms of you catching it on the plane, I'm not exactly sure. You know, it's hard to tell where you may pick it up or you may not pick it up. You know, you could be on the plane, or you may be walking down the sidewalk, or you may be in the big crowd. So sometimes it's sort of hard to pinpoint, unless people are just blatant about it. You know, having big events and no one's wearing a mask and no one's social distancing, then you could probably trace it down. But by getting on the plane, you know, maybe. Yeah, I'm sure they may have them distance, and they probably haven't had a mask on too, so maybe it's harder to see if you caught it from someone on the airplane, I'm guessing, you know, or thinking.
Right. Yeah, but that was my thing, because the way it's, they're saying it's airborne, and it's easy to get, but it's not easy to get. I'm like, I got a test earlier today, but that doesn't mean when I get to my destination I won't have it. Or I won't have contact.
Yeah, right.
So I was like, what's the point of me getting a test other than you knew when I left my house that day?
Yeah, and I guess they wanted to get the test just to see if a person that they do have it, you know, they want to see if you have it or not. They may have to quarantine if you do have it, you know. And then I guess that can dictate, you know, what type of treatment you may receive or may not receive. So I think that may be some of the reason they may be looking, and then maybe also possibly trying to guesstimate where you may have picked it up from. Like, as you know, certain states are more prone to have the virus than other states, so that might be a little indication of location. Certain locations may be more prone to get it than others, you know, if you're in a particular hot spot. You know. So that may be why they're looking at the testing aspect of things. And yeah, but I'm glad you are getting tested. They said this, we're nowhere near the number of testing that we need to have done, you know, because I like to see this thing done by Thanksgiving or the holiday season. But they said if everybody does, like 90% of people do everything that they're supposed to do, this thing could wind down by October. But I'm in New Orleans, and you can definitely see people not doing what they're supposed to do. And it's like some of them may be tourists coming into town, not really doing what they're supposed to do, because every day I'm downtown. And you can tell some of the tourist spots, you know, some of the tourists aren't doing what they should do. Now, when you go into the regular city of New Orleans, you'll see a lot more people wearing masks. So I'm sort of concerned about it. Then you have some clowns, you know, who just want to have parties and not doing things. I know across the street where I live, they had a party yesterday, and people were just getting, you know, you shouldn't be having parties this time of the year based on what's going on with the COVID, you know. But as God would have it, a big storm came. And stop that party, you know, the thunder and lightning and everything. So put an end to
that. Oh, wow.
You have citizens and tourists not doing what they're supposed to. But on a whole, I think most of the citizens in New Orleans are doing what they're supposed to be doing. So hopefully this thing will be winding down and nationwide, you know.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I appreciate you calling in. I need to get on with the rest of the show.
What was last week's show about?
Oh, last week's show was just kind of like my intro show. So I had a couple guests on. It's still up, so I would love if you would listen to it. We're learning how to structure the show and getting it where we need it to be. So that one was, I'll be honest, it was a little all over the place. But we are we're getting into the flow of this, and I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling in. And please share with anybody who's talking about business and who want to hear about business and how we can support and help and get their business growing in this 2020. All right?
All right. Appreciate it.
Have a great night.
God bless.
Yes, guys. So I had a random guest calling, and he was in the medical field, and he told us kind of how and why they may do it. I'm going to go into one of my next sponsors, Music Like Tea. For the people who are on Instagram and Facebook that can see me, like Music Like Tea. Music Like Tea, they have great tea selections. I love their teas. You can find them on Music Like Tea, Music Light, LITEA. So follow them on Instagram, Facebook. Their teas are delicious. They hand blend them. They're awesome. So the next part of my episode is the book of the week. So each week we are going to talk about a book, a business book. That may help you with your products, that may help you motivate to create your products, that may help you just motivate yourself to be a better human being. So the book of the week is on my Instagram if you want to look at the name and the title, but it's called Hooked. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit about me with that is that I do audibles, okay? So I don't like to read. I'm just going to be honest. I understand reading is fundamental, but listening is too. So hence the podcast, hence the ebooks, hence everything that I'm doing is verbal, ear-wise, is great. So Hooked is about creating how to build products, habit-forming products. The reason why we're all so connected to like Instagram and Facebook and social media and watching these TV shows is these people have studied how to make us anticipate what is about to happen next. Okay? So this book helps you understand that mentality and how to actually get people to want to continue to listen to you. You lead people on, you show them a little bit, you show them a little elbow. You know, you just get people to, you get people hooked on what you want to say. You keep them sitting at the edge of their chair so that you can actually have them engage and have them listen to you. So Hooked is about building those kind of programs, building those kind of algorithms. You know those games that you have on your phone and you just play them and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm not going to spend any money, but then you spend money on the game because you're now being so competitive. That is what this book is about. So read it. You know, if you get a chance to 3-hour audible, listen to, read it. Let me know what you think about it. We'll do a review, leave some comments, and we'll talk about that on our next show. So that is our book of the week, Hooked. So download it on Audible. Buy it on Amazon, buy it on whatever. My new book is coming out. We're going to keep the title a secret until it comes out. But my book will be launching in September. I'm super excited about that. You will be able to purchase it on Amazon, and there will be an Audible version of it as well. So getting back to business and business ventures and what kind of business that, like I said, are great to start in this thing is now is trying to figure out what kind of businesses that we can start that we do not have to interact with people physically. You know what I mean? So how can you, even working like maybe the guest that we had on was a physical therapist, you know, him talking about maybe doing his classes virtually and then they like Zelle him or he has a payment online or something like that. Like, I believe in any field, there is a way to do things virtually. Now, it's time for us to be a little bit more creative in thinking about how things are working and running, and we're putting things together and building our system. And with things being virtual, you can actually get more done and save time doing it. So that is kind of the cool part about creating this virtual business. You have that opportunity to touch more people in different places that you'll never get to touch before. That's the great part about social media and running your business on social media and running your business virtually is that, like Mr. Ray Rush said, is that he would go to a show. I've been to a couple of his shows. He would have maybe 100, 200 people at his show. And he did it virtually, and he had over 2,000 people actually showing up on his cast and buying his album, and his digital sales went up. Those are things that even in the music industry, everybody should know about and talking about creating that audience and getting them to watch your stuff. So now it's easier for you to grasp that audience, to get people to like your stuff, be more visible, more people can touch you, more people can, and not really touch you physically, but touch you and look at you on your show while they're online in the comfort of their home. They don't have to worry about getting up, getting dressed, getting out in this bad weather to actually be seen and going to your show. So I would like to, that right now, converting your business to online is the best thing to do right now, figuring out how to convert your business online, because people are not doing what social distancing. People are not, this COVID is not going to go away overnight. You can't think, the government works on its own paces, so you might get some money from them. You may not get money. This unemployment is fickling. So you need to understand how to create your own stream of income so that you can be successful, survive, and live through this COVID-19 episode. All right. We have our shows about to end. This is only a one-hour show today. If y'all have any questions y'all would like to send to me right now via message, I would love to see any questions. You can actually do a chat. You can do a chat on the I am on the blog talk. I am Unique Wright blog talk. Stay tuned. I am doing this show every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, 9 p.m. live on blog talk _ I am unique or / I am Unique Wright. This blog is about business, entrepreneurship, surviving it, being a multidimensional entrepreneur, making sure you have your love, your life, your travel, all of that included into this, into your life while you are becoming an entrepreneur. Like, you need all of that. You need to have all of that leveled out for you. Okay, guys? So stay tuned to the next show. We'll be going live to next Wednesday, 9 p.m., and we're on next Wednesday's show. We're going to want to talk about my trip to St. Thomas and my experience that I had there. That'll be my travel side. We're going to talk about health and fitness and making sure you're staying healthy and moving during this time, because everybody's now sitting on the couch vegging out. We got the Corona-19 coming in. If we do another 3 months of this, we're going to have the Corona-40. And y'all are not going to know what to look like. Y'all going to be little butterball turkeys. We're going to be baking y'all for dinner on Thanksgiving. So staying fit, staying genuine, staying, keeping your mindset clear, staying focused on positive, staying focused on success are the things that we are going to be talking about in the next show. All right. And then there'll be more topics. So just stay tuned and see what is about to happen there. So I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. My last sponsor today is Let's Keep Growing. If you need to regrow your hair, males, females, beards, all of that, I'm one of my clients. She has this great hair growth product. It's called Let's Keep Growing. You can find her at letskeepgrowing.com and on Instagram, Let's Keep Growing. Check her out. Her hair products, look at her testimonials. They're phenomenal. They're great. I have some of the products in the room. We're actually, she sent me some products. She sent me some products. This is her beautiful bottle. We are working on her branding right now. So we're creating labels and everything else. So if you're in the business, if you're in business, you need help with business, I am Unique Wright. Inbox me, DM me, send me a message on Messenger, and I will be happy to help you. So we're going to sign off on our last 1 minute with another one of Mr. Ray Rush's songs. Nice R&B song we're going to end with. And I will see y'all next weekend, 9 p.m. All right.
But what I'm supposed to do is,